From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an evacuation of rebels from Aleppo is apparently underway. Various reports are saying the first bus convoy meant to evacuate rebels was leaving the eastern part of Syria's largest city of Aleppo. Russian news reports say President Vladimir Putin had ordered Russian soldiers to lead rebels out of war-torn Aleppo toward Idlib, a city in northwestern Syria. Jan Egeland, the special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, said Russia told a United Nations gathering that the evacuation of more than 1,000 people from eastern Aleppo would be quick and peaceful.
Today, Russia detailed how the evacuation would take place in the task force, and they confirmed that Russians will be monitoring that there is no this is a swift, unbureaucratic, non-intrusive evacuation, and that nothing, no harm will be will meet these who are evacuated.
Hundreds of civilians have been killed, tens of thousands displaced in the government's campaign to retake Aleppo. Plans to evacuate on Wednesday were scuttled when the area erupted in violence, raising the haunting possibility that all-out war could consume the city again. Much of eastern Aleppo has been reduced to a scene of devastation and rubble. So again, that evacuation, according to reports, is underway. This is VOA News. The Kremlin is denying a report that Russian President Vladimir Putin personally directed how hacked data from U.S. Democrats was used during the U.S. presidential election. NBC News on Wednesday quoted U.S. intelligence officials as saying that Putin became personally involved in the covert Russian campaign. Asked about the report, Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Thursday dismissed it as laughable nonsense. Russia, blamed by the CIA for helping President-elect Donald Trump in last month's U.S. presidential election, has vehemently denied accusations that it orchestrated hackers to work against Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. A bomb blast killed five soldiers and injured a dozen other people in the Somali capital on Thursday, hours after a car bomb exploded at a checkpoint, killing the attacker. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, but Islamist al-Shabaab militants have been trying to disrupt Somalia's protracted paramilitary elections, part of efforts to rebuild the fractured nation after decades of war. The three-month vote is due to end on December 29th. Abdel Fattah Omar Halani, a spokesman for the Mogadishu municipality, said a bomb placed under a tree where people were sitting outside a tea shop killed the soldiers and that the wounded included civilians. Earlier in the day, a car bomb blew up at a checkpoint near the National Theater in Mogadishu, killing the bomber. Police in the coastal capital said there was no immediate word on whether anybody else was killed or injured in that blast. Witnesses said the explosion was followed by gunfire, killing the attacker. Back to the Syria story, Aleppo's mayor has appealed to European Union leaders to send monitors to help ensure the safety of thousands of civilians trying to flee the besieged Syrian city. Britta Hagi Hassan said that we want a courageous position from the European Union, the position of sending some forces to monitor the evacuation of the civilians. Speaking outside EU headquarters in Brussels Thursday, he said we never asked any country to go to war. We only asked to save civilians and secure some corridors for their evacuation. Vietnam's government says U.S. President-elect Donald Trump told Vietnam's prime minister in a telephone conversation that he hopes to promote relations with the communist country. In the conversation Wednesday, Prime Minister Nguyen Xuan Phuc congratulated Trump on his election victory. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.